I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see the remnants of Hurricane Irma in our region today, with showers likely, a high around 67 degrees. The American Red Cross is looking for more volunteers to help in disaster zones and offering expedited training to help get people there as soon as possible. Trish Burnett with the Red Cross says right now her organization needs more people to staff shelters across the South.
We've got about 7,500 people in Texas still in shelters, and we don't know exactly how many we will have in Florida and Georgia and the southern tier once we realize, you know, the power needs, how long power will be out and all that. But we do expect a large percentage to need some continuing sheltering.
Burnett says she hopes the people who receive this training will return home and continue to help those in need here in Illinois. That expedited training is going on over the next 3 weeks. One session will be held in Marion, another in Effingham. You can get more information by calling 309-662-0500, extension 7428. Another high-level departure from Governor Bruce Rauner's administration, this time his top education advisor. Brian Mackey has the latest.
Beth Purvis will step down Friday. In a statement, Rauner praised Purvis as a tireless advocate for Illinois children and families. And House Republican leader Jim Durkin says she played a critical role in the recent overhaul of the way Illinois funds education. Purvis has been with Rauner since before he took office, helping with his transition team. But her tenure has at times been controversial. Purvis made $250,000 a year, and it was paid not out of the governor's office budget, but by the Department of Human Services. This incensed Democrats, as Rauner has repeatedly tried to cut DHS programs. The administration says Purvis will join an unnamed national nonprofit organization working on educational philanthropy. I'm Brian Mackey.
Advocates say a 75-cent per hour wage increase for people who care for the developmentally disabled in Illinois could help group homes hire and retain staff members. The State Journal Register reports Governor Rauner's administration indicated last week that the increase included in this year's budget should begin within 60 days. But another wage hike included in the budget is on hold. That's 48 cents an hour allotted to 28,000 personal assistants who look after the physically disabled people in their homes. Chicago Democratic Representative Greg Harris says that raise wasn't a suggestion. Rauner spokesman Jason Schomburg says the raise has to be part of contract negotiations with SEIU Healthcare Illinois. The SEIU disagrees. They filed a lawsuit in Cook County to force payment. SIU Carbondale lands in the top 100 safest campuses, according to a new survey from the National Council for Home Safety and Security. The ranking at 86 puts SIUC roughly in the middle of the 10 Illinois schools on that list. I'm Jennifer Fuller.